Okay, let's get the posh Radio 4 lady on to read out some of your texts and emails on Dear Scott. Let's go.
Dear Scott and friends, I didn't want to say team because it sounds so formal. Winking smiley. Love the show. I'm writing to you because I'm a bit worried about the posh Radio 4 lady, who I think may be overdoing it a bit.
Right.
On New Year's Eve, I was lying in bed with the flu, waiting for my other half to phone me at midnight, from where he's staying with his parents. And so that I knew exactly what the time was, I was listening to Radio 4. At 12 o'clock, the chimes of Big Ben were heard, and then who should I hear as the first voice of Radio 4's 2009 output? Yep, the posh Radio 4 lady. Hearing her soothing tones cheered me up almost as much as when the phone rang a few moments later. Smiley. I sincerely hope that she was paid a good overtime rate for unsocial hours, especially at New Year, or will have some time off in lieu. Perhaps you, Scott, could have a word with Radio 4 and make sure they're looking after her properly. Love you all. Ian from Ipswich. XXX.
Does she do like a posh version of the Hootenanny, do you think, on Radio 4? At midnight on New Year's Eve.
Hello, Hootenanny.
I think she made that one up, actually, and read it herself, just to get you to talk to the Radio 4 bosses, to get some more time off.
I think you might be right. She may be making some of these up now. Mm. Next.
Dear Scott, I heard on the podcast that you had never seen the TV show Spooks. I noticed in the new Radio Times, Spooks Series 1 is being shown on the TV channel Watch from Tuesday the 6th of January at 10 p.m. It's a really good show and is well worth watching. Bye. Love the podcast. Smiley. Darren, Leeds.
Brilliant. Thanks, Darren.
I put this one in thinking that it was going to help you out. Now I realised that it might just be... they might have just been trying to promote Spooks.
Yeah. Yeah. And I could have looked at any TV listing magazine, maybe.
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
What's that?
I just thought it was going to help you out. Someone had, you know, emailed to tell you because you're a bit behind.
Did you check their email? Was it Darren at watch.tv, by any chance?
Sorry. Don't try and call me with those, dear Scott.
All those schedulers are now going to be... Oh.
Don't let those slip through the net, Becky. Next.
Dear Scott, Chappers and Becky, I was flicking around the channels tonight and I came across Celebrity Mastermind. I don't normally watch Mastermind, but as I was about to turn over, I heard Chappers being introduced. It came as quite a shock to me, because although I love the show, I wouldn't really class Chappers as a celebrity. No offence. Winking smiley.
I don't think you class yourself as a celebrity.
No, I don't, no.
Am I speaking out of turn?
No, you're speaking absolutely correctly. I don't.
Sorry.
No, you're right.
I maybe just thought I said the wrong thing then.
No.
Okay.
Go on.
Though to be fair, Chappers was the only guest I recognised. Laughing smiley. I must say he looked a lot different to how I imagined him.
Oh, here we do.
I thought he'd have a smaller head.
It was quite unflattering about your head, because my mum texted me about your head as well.
I just looked massive on it, and I'm not quite sure why. Well, I'm quite big. You looked massive on it as well. I think it's how they film you. They film you from low down.
They do.
Yeah, you didn't look fat. You just had a big head.
I just looked huge.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a giant. Yeah, like a giant. They don't sit you on a miniature set or anything. You were like a whale. Yeah.
I mean, the chair is miniature, though, that's why.
it's a little doll's house chair that they sit you on.
That's what people don't realise. To make you look huge, this chair is like a child's chair.
And they deliberately invite other guests on who are only 3'4".
Yes, they do, on purpose. Mm. So,
I really wanted Chappers to win, but he was up against that author woman, so he didn't have much of a chance, really.
Who was that?
She's called Philippa Gregory. She wrote a book called The Other Berlin Girl, which I think got turned into a film and has sold millions and millions of copies, and she also took it very seriously.
Sad smiley. But I suppose second is good enough. Mm. Love you all loads. Sophie, off of Solihull. Smiley.
No, I didn't see this because I was away. When were you on?
Last week, sometime.
Well, you did second is good.
Second's all right, isn't it?
I was joint last with Bernie Nolan.
I think, shame of it.
When you put it like that, I got a text from Becky saying she was really proud.
Yeah.
Oh, to which you replied, "You sarcastic something or other."
Girl.
I was like, "No, I was trying to. I actually genuinely meant it."
You sarcastic, lovely girl, Becky.
P.S. If this gets read out, can you say hi to Natalie, my sister? Otherwise, she won't believe me when I say the posh Radio 4 lady read out my email. Ta.
Hi, Natalie. Job done. Oh, well done. I'm proud of you as
well. Thank you very much.
Do you know what?
Are you any good at general knowledge?
I did all right on my general knowledge.
So you're one of those people that doesn't necessarily look that intelligent, but actually is.
Thanks, I think.
That, yeah. It's just because your questions were too long. I think if you'd gone for a subject with shorter questions, you would have really won it.
Now, that's it.
Because it's really hard, because your questions were on football or something, weren't they? And it was like, in the game, in the such and such, in the blah, 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 and the blah, blah, blah.
He does know
about
football.
Yeah, to be fair, but I thought my specialist subject of football was a lot easier than her specialist category of the third wife of Henry III in 1682 or whatever she came up with. My specialist subject should have been short questions.
And then you could have romped.
Next.
Name, Timmy Mallet.
Okay, good. Yes?
Message, hey Scott, Happy New Year. Are you playing Biff Baff Boff yet?
Is this from actual Timmy Mallet?
I think it is.
Recorded backstage at the Playhouse Theatre, Weston-super-Mare, with Barry Upton, Steps producer, during the current run of Peter Pan Panto. Mr. Mallet to the stage, please, in between takes. It is, of course, included in the panto, and the audiences all head out with big grins, yelling Biff Baff Boff at full volume.
Do they?
It's your sort of thing, Scott, and I expect nothing but the rudest insults. Give me a call. Cheers, Timmy.
Yeah, that's Timmy Mallet there, who is in panto at the moment in Weston-super-Mare.
Did you not spot, Becky, that somebody else trying to plug something?
Doing real well today. Email me with anything you want to know. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.